sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, all the songs of loudest praise. Teach me some of your sonnets, some of flaming tongues of love. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, Lord of thy redeeming blood. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the pool of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I am come straight to thee. Let thy goodness light the better, find my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it, seal it for thy courts above.
Amen. Brother Charlie, pray for us, please.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for being here this morning. Lord, we thank you for all that are in attendance. We pray that you strengthen and encourage and bless each one. We pray for the ones that left sick, that you'd heal them and fix them up. And Lord, most of all, that you would follow them around to be saved.
Okay? Amen.
We pray for all the ones that may be lost here this morning. Today would be the day that you touch them. Today would be the day that you turn their eyes and their hearts upon Jesus. Lord, that's what we're here about. It's about praising and worshiping and glorifying Jesus. Who glorifies you in the church, Lord, and we thank you for these things. Thank you for the missionaries and all who are out there doing their jobs, who are doing their things for your honor, for your glory, for your pleasure, and Lord, that we may have our hearts in such a manner that we can do the same for you also, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Page 28.
Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. He will joy and comfort give you, take it anywhere you go. Precious name, oh my sweet, oh my birth and joy of heaven. Precious name, sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus ever as a shield of every stand. If temptation ground you gather, breathe and hold his name in prayer. Precious name, oh, how sweet, hope of earth.
in grace. I should know what that is, but I think it's 203. Yes, 203. Let's all stand, and we're going to sing. Let's sing the first four verses. And when Brother Charlie finishes preaching, after he finishes, we'll sing 5, 6, 7. What's that sound? Sound all right? All right, first four verses. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 shining as the sun, we know this day to sing God's praise. And when we first begun, amen. You be seated, Brother Charlie.
Wow. I am so glad to see all of y'all this morning. I'm so glad that you're able to be here this morning. But really, we could all be somewhere else. We could all be sick. We've had some terrible weather lately, some cold weather lately that none of us are used to. And so it is a good thing that we are here and able to be here. Now that being said, today's message is to you girls. So that means all you guys, nah, you can't go home. Because if the message is to the girls, then it is also to the guys. First of all, this message is for you young guys that you might, if by chance the Lord lays it on your heart that you might want to ever be married. Whether He does or not, I'm not trying to tell you you need to be or you don't need to be. That's you and the Lord's business. But if you do need to feel the need to be married, today's message would be to aim you at the right kind of girl. And for you girls, I'm not saying you must be married either. There's no law, no rule that says a girl has to get married to be all right. In fact, you can be very single and very helpful to the Lord. In fact, it says the woman who is single in one place has nothing to worry about but the Lord and His business. If you get married, then you've got to worry about us old guys like us, who have clothes and laundry and stuff like that, and children, those kind of things. So this morning, if you will, turn to Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30. And before you girls get your rocks together, to say, why are you wanting to compare us to this supergirl? And she is a supergirl. This girl, this woman, is the dream woman for every man, if there's a such thing as a dream woman. The one woman who cares so much about her husband's good, so much about her children's good, so much about her family's good, that she does everything humanly possible to take care of her family and her husband. So let's look at some of what it says here in chapter 31 about this fabulous, wonderful superwoman. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She ariseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and portions to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. Her strength, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she stretcheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her house are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sitteth among the elders of the land, she maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothes, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. In her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household. She eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Boy, that's a lot to chew on. That's a lot to look at. And I'm going to first of all clarify that I have not looked into anybody's house. So I'm not pointing a finger at nobody. This is strictly from the Word of the Lord. I want you to understand that a virtuous woman, girls, there is nothing to keep you from being a virtuous woman. You have the power. You have the strength to trust in the Lord. You have the power. You have the strength to call upon the name of the Lord and be saved and to follow His direction. But I wanted to go back to Ruth a little bit, and you don't have to turn there. But in Ruth, it says that Ruth listened to her mother-in-law. She went to the field where her mother-in-law told her to go. She wasn't out there trying to show her goods, but to do a job to make food. And she would go out early in the morning, and she would gather the grain. She would go back to the house during the day when it was time to cook and clean and wash clothes, stuff like that. It says that she was in the field except when she was back at the house doing business at the house. So Ruth was like this virtuous woman. She, from the morning till quitting time, she took her grain, she gleaned it out, and then she went into the town and she showed it to her mother-in-law. Ruth went all day long trying and striving to do everything that was good and gracious to do what a good lady would do. And because of that, her mother-in-law aimed her at Boaz, who was a man, a near kinsman. And if you put Boaz in the place of the husband of this girl, it would line up. But I want you to understand that this girl made her husband look good. But on the other hand, this girl's husband had to be willing to trust her, had to be willing to put his faith in her, had to be willing to push her into her accomplishments instead of beating her down. This man had to make his wife understand that, baby, while you're all for me, I'm all for you. Sometimes we get this attitude, men, that she's there to cook, clean, wash, and then that's it. She's a slave or whatever. But this man didn't treat his wife like that. Although she did all these things, he looked at her and praised her. He looked at her and was glad he had a woman that cared for him. He looked at her and said, this woman does not mean me any harm. Now, I want to tell you from experience, there are women out there who hurt their husbands. There are women out there who tear down their husbands. There are women out there, if you'll watch the TV, if you'll watch commercials, if you'll watch the show, well, we won't do tell your daddy about all this. We're going to go jump off this creek and jump off this thing and go do all these good things. But don't tell your daddy. That's tearing down the leadership of the house. This woman did not tear down the leadership of the house. This woman backed up her husband in what he was teaching and preaching and saying. This woman wholly followed her husband. Her husband. It says here, let's look at, and there was also a place. Remember Abigail? Her husband was not a very pleasant guy. Her husband was brutish and curlish and some of those other words that I haven't got a clue, but I know one thing. He wasn't a sweet, pleasant guy to be around. But it says, even though he wasn't a sweet, pleasant guy to be around, Abigail risked everything she had to go to David and appease his anger by bringing some food and some wine and some stuff. And it says, look, I am your servant, whatever you got to do. I understand my husband is this, this, and this. But he is my husband and I don't want you to kill him. She cared. Regardless of what his nature was, she still cared for her family and her husband. And we see here, of course we could go to Proverbs 7 and we see what that girl was like. Loud and proud and all dolled up and stuff like that. And I'm saying here, she went out for a reason and she went out to slay men. She went out to expect to kill men with her goods. It says this girl was not out to hurt her husband. This girl loved her husband. This girl was obedient to her husband. This girl cherished her husband. This girl was faithful to her husband. This girl had nothing but good in mind for her husband. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. She is priceless. If you've got a good wife at the house, if you've got a wife that loves you and cares for you, there ain't no amount of money that can take the place of what she is. She is the cat's meow. She is fabulous to her husband. It says, her price is far above her roof. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her. I want you to understand that there are some women out there that when the man goes out of town, he don't know if he's going to have any stuff left when he comes home. His wife may go to the gambling casinos when he ain't around and gamble away all his stuff. She may go out and get drunk and throw away all his money. She may go out and do all kinds of things. But this man, he trusted his wife so explicitly that his heart, the heart of her husband, doth safely trust in her. He says, baby, here's my wallet, here's my checkbook, here's the keys to the car, here's everything I got. It's just as much yours as it is mine. He trusted her with everything. It was all his, it was all hers. He wasn't worried about her going out and spending it and throwing it away and doing wild, crazy things with it. He trusted her. Says his heart does safely. He didn't sort of kind of trust her. He didn't just sort of give an allowance. He gave her the whole checkbook, so to say. When he went out of town, she had the power to do whatever she wanted with everything he had. And he trusted her. So that he shall have no need of spoil. He wasn't worried about her throwing no big lavish parties and shindigs and throwing all his money down the drain. He knew she would wisely take care of the stuff at the house. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. This woman is so in love with her husband. Now, could I stop there and for just a second and say, let's put the church, the bride of Christ, in the place of this woman. In a sort of a kind of sidebar. Think about the church, the Christian, being this woman, the bride of Jesus Christ, Christ being the husband sitting in the gate. Just sort of a sidebar there to keep the wild back at the ranch going on, kind of like in the old westerns, and see what's happening here. It says, she will do him good and no evil all the days of her life. Is that not what we all should be doing for Christ? And especially what we should all be doing if we're a wife to her husband. See, in the beginning, back there in chapter 2, 3, it says, man was all alone. And it says, man needed a helpmeet. He didn't need a slave. He didn't need somebody to beat up. He needed a helpmeet. She's supposed to help him. She's supposed to strengthen him. She's supposed to encourage him. She's supposed to hold him up. And he's supposed to love her always. It says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. I want you to understand there are girls out there who will stick it to their husbands because of their own greed, because of their own need, their own stuff. A good wife, a virtuous wife, does not look for the opportunity to stick it to her husband. She looks to the opportunity to hold her husband up, to lift him up, to give him honor and glory for being the good husband. It says here, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. This woman doesn't look at the job of being a mother or a wife as a drudgery or as a put down or as a belittlement. She's looking at this willingly. She's looking to take wool and flax. Now this, if we took this into this day in nature, it would be she's out looking for the bargains and she's out looking for the clothes and she's out doing the right thing. She ain't throwing away her money frivolously. She's looking for all the right kind of stuff to get and buy and take care of the groceries and all that. She pinches her pennies just right. She's taking care of making sure that the salary that comes in does not get exceeded. It says here, she's finding the wool and the flax and worketh willingly with her hands. This woman is a worker. Now some folks say, the wife needs to stay at the house. That's back old fogey times or chauvinist pig time or whatever you're going to call it. The wife ought to stay at the house and take care of babies. She did this, if you'll follow, we'll follow her along. She did stay around the house and take care of babies. But she also, if we really look carefully, she had a business. She not only had a business, but her husband backed her up enough that she went and bought some land. She wasn't just a stay-at-home mom. She was an all-around, take-care-of-everything mom. She was smart. She was witty. She knew how to take care of business. Says she finds the wool. Now, you got to understand, wool and flax. Wool is for wintertime. Flax and linen and stuff is for summertime. So she didn't just take care of her family. Well, it's going to get cold one of these days. We're going to buy some jackets. I was just reminded this morning that you buy jackets when the sales come up after winter. Because if you wait till it gets cold, guess what jackets cost? A lot. So I'm not very good at that kind of thing. I wait till it gets cold, I'm going to buy me a jacket. Wrong. So that's why I need a virtuous person to lead me in that kind of thing. It says, she will do him good. She says, she seeks the wool. And it says here that not only that, she worketh with her hands. And it says that she not only worketh with her hands, but she spins this wool out into thread. And the distaff, I don't know if you understand what distaff is, that's a piece of machinery that makes thing, wool and bigger, bulkier stuff into a finer thread. So while she's making thread, while she's making the thread, she's also at the weaver thing, turning all them threads into a cloth. And then she takes that cloth and she turns it into clothing. And then she takes that clothing and she puts it on her children and on her husband and on her family members. And she makes lightweight clothes for the summertime and she makes heavyweight clothes for the wintertime, because she's smart enough to know that it every day ain't 75 degrees. Sometimes it gets 19 or less. This week I saw 19. Whew, that was tough. And you would say, why didn't you stay home? I don't know. She is like the merchant ship. In other words, not only does she make enough clothes for her family, not only does she make enough clothes for her husband, not only does she make enough clothes to take care of, she also makes enough clothes to go down the road and sell some of it. Smart woman. I mean, she also has to do a little extra work. She's also what you would call productive, because if she just made enough to cover things, she didn't make enough to bring any more egg money in. So it says she's like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She goes out and she takes what she's made with her hands. She goes into the street and she sells it for extra things. Because if you do all your stuff with cloth, somebody else has got to be doing the chicken and the hams and the pork and the beef and all that stuff. So you got to get some way to trade something for something. And this woman made clothes and linen and tapestry and took it downtown and traded it for eggs and butter and chicken and stuff like that. This woman knew how to do her business. She riseth also while it is yet night. That's that 3:30 in the morning girl. 4 maybe. She gets up early. Now, she ain't getting up early just to drink coffee, but she's getting up early with a purpose. She riseth up early while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household. In other words, she wants to make sure that before hubby gets off to work, before the children head off to school, before anything else is going on, her family gets fed. She gets up early. She's the one that's throwing the fire on the wood on the fire. She's the one that's killing and stoking the thing. She's the one that when you go into the kitchen, you smell the bacon cooking and you say, wow, mama's up early. I remember those days. You see, ain't nothing like getting out of bed to smell of bacon and ham frying and a biscuit on that thing, big cat head, and you say, wow. But we never thought about the fact somebody had to get up early when the house was still cold. Somebody had to get up early when the heater wasn't heating. Somebody had to get up early. That's for you guys who ain't old enough to have air conditioning runs all the time. There was a time we got up and had to crank up the heater because it had died down overnight. This girl's heater had to be lit in the morning. If it was cold, she had to get up when it was cold. Whatever the time was, she got up early. Says she riseth early while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and portions to her maid. In other words, not only did she take care of her kids, not only did she take care of her husband, she took care of all the hands who worked for her around her, all the helpers. She made sure that everybody got a portion of food, everybody got a portion of stuff. She says, they worked for me, they helped me, I'm going to take care of them. So she considered a field and buyeth it. And we say, back then, those men were so hard-headed, they wouldn't have let a woman do that. Well, let's take a portion back and step back just a little bit and say, if her husband really trusted in her that much, if her husband really considered her attitude or her thought about a thing or a piece of land, would he not do all he could to make sure she could get what she wanted? Would he not be the one who would do all the legal paperwork and stuff? If you want that baby, if you think that that'll be a good job for us, if you think that'll benefit us, I'll make sure I go get the paperwork done so you can have what you need to have. She might not have been able to legally take care of it, but the one she was doing it for trusted her enough to say, if that's what you want, baby, and I can see the benefit in all this, I'll make sure you get your piece of land. You want to buy a piece of land? How we should trust our wives to think that they take care of all of our business, how they watch over us hand and foot, and how we ought to listen to them when they say, you know, maybe we could buy this or maybe we could buy that. And if they could show reason why it would be good and beneficial and all that, why do we always sometimes want, you're a girl, you don't know nothing. No. This woman was so businesslike, so intelligent. So her husband, whether she got out and did it herself or her husband helped her do this, it says, she considered a field and she buyeth it. In other words, she saw a purpose for this field. She saw profit in this field. She saw a way to benefit the family from this field. And they went out and bought it. And the fruit of her hand, in other words, from the selling of the things that she sold, which she bought and traded and stuff, she had the merchandise or the money available. She didn't have to go make a loan out at the bank. She says, baby, I want to buy this land and I have the money from the things that I've been doing extra to do this thing with. You're not going to lose from this venture. It's already covered. It's already taken care of. From the fruit of her hand, she planted a vineyard. She planted a vineyard because now she's not only in the merchandise of materials, she's not only in the merchandise of making cloth, but now she is in the wine and grape industry. She is looking at more ways to keep the family profitable. She considereth. She girdeth her loins with strength. She's not laying around watching soap operas all day. She's not sitting on the couch reading dime store novels all day. She's not watching the game shows on TV. She's not off with the girls at the card Arama, whatever those things are, I can't even remember what you call them now, where y'all go somewhere and play cards or whatever all day and drink tea and gossip. She's not into gossip. She ain't got time to gossip. She's a businesswoman. It says here, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arm. In other words, she's about doing stuff. I ain't talking about being a weightlifter or anything here, because I'm not saying it's bad to be work out. I'm not saying it's bad to do this. But she is about doing everything in such a manner she ain't got time to sit around and just let herself go. She's about the business of things. She's about the strength of things. You're not going to make wool and flax and weave and all that kind of stuff without burning up a little bit of strength. This girl didn't just sit around. She was getting it. And if we brought that into now's day and time, there's all kind of ways to be getting it. We need to make this relevant to today as well as it was back then. So today, this girl's out doing stocks and bonds and looking at things that would profit the family. She's out taking care of the business, making sure that the right things are being put in the right rooms and the right people are buying the right things. She's off doing work. And then when she comes home, believe it or not, she works some more. Because she just does. And you say, wow, this woman's killing herself for this poor old guy. Wouldn't we want a wife like that? And then on the other hand, if she's killing herself for me, wouldn't I want to try to kill myself for her also? Wouldn't I want to try to give and give and give because she's giving so much back to me? It says here, and y'all sitting here saying, this is so unlike what he always preaches. Where's he coming? Where's he going to head with this thing? Well, we'll find out. It says here, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. In other words, she understands the value in what she does. So even most of us would sit down and say, I'm done. She's still working on things around the house. She's still getting things in order for tomorrow. Have you ever got a wife that plans? One is, I got the sticky note for this, and I got the sticky note for that, and I got my little text message for this, and tomorrow we're going to do this. And I'm saying, oh, mercy sakes, come on, it's time to lay down. She said, no, we're studying, and we got things to get ready. She was a planner. She was looking for ways to make things better Always. She didn't just throw it down on the couch and say, tomorrow we'll pick it all up and start over and we'll figure it out. No, she was already figuring out tomorrow while it was today. It says, her candle goeth not out by night. This woman was diligent not to lay down. He even talks about the sluggard and the slacker and how they just lay down and flop around and nothing ever happens. This woman wasn't one of them. This woman was a worker, a doer. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and we discussed that, and her hands to the distaff. In other words, she not only guided in the work of the house, she was in the work of the house. She didn't lead by verbal, clean up your room, verbal, you go do this, verbal, you go do that. She was also in the mix of, let me show you because I'm going to do it with you. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Boy, that's what we should do also. She stretched out her hand to the poor, not to make her husband broke, because she used wise discernment, but she sought out people who were actually in need, and she helped them. Her husband did not beat her up for this. Her husband did not put her down for this. She stretched out her hand to the poor, yea, she reached forth her hand to the needy. She was what you would call a good person. She wanted to do good. She worked at doing good. She strived at doing good. And she strived at doing good to people who could not do anything back for her. Unlike what we do, we throw a barbecue because next week the other guy will throw a barbecue and we'll go to his house. This lady threw barbecues for the poor and they couldn't do a thing in the world back except be poor. This woman did like what we're told to do in Christ. If you're going to have a barbecue, invite all the folks that can't pay you back. She was on top of the money there. Says, she is not afraid of the snow for her household. In other words, she's not worried about the cold weather, the 19 degrees and stuff like that, because she's already planned ahead. She's already bought the jackets. She's already bought the coats. She's already bought the clothes. She already has everything settled and ready. She don't have to worry if tomorrow when it gets up it's 18 below zero. She has it covered. The gas is bought. The heater's bought, chopped. The wood's in the place where it's supposed to be. Everything at the house is ready just in case. I got news for you. I'd be cold because I'd chop that wood later. I'd get warm chopping wood. She's already got the wood chopped. It's already in the little place ready for the fire to get built. It says, she's not afraid of the snow, for all her house are covered with scarlet. Now look that word up. It doesn't necessarily mean red, but scarlet would have been some of the finest clothes you could get your hand on. Scarlet wouldn't have been one of them little clothes suits that you put on that the cold would blow right through. Scarlet would be a durable, solid piece of clothing. She was clothed with scarlet. They were clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry and coverings, clothing in silk and purple. Now all those colors, you could pitch them out probably as some other thing, but right now I'm going to say she was very diligent to have the right clothes at the right places for the right seasons and for the right purposes. It says she was made herself coverings of tapestry. In other words, she made blankets. She made knitted work. This girl didn't just do one kind of sewing. She did it all. She was diligent. She was a supergirl. So don't throw no rocks at me yet, supergirls. She was something. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. This girl, this woman, was so well known that her husband is known in the gates. When this man goes to sit by the elders, everybody in town knows who he is because of what she's been doing. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sitteth among the elders in the land, they know who he is because of who she is. How she raises his house. How she raises his family. how she teaches her children. Because when he sits at the gates, they see all of what her family acts like, does like, talks like, and they know him and say, undoubtedly, they got a good thing going on. They think alike. They talk alike. They walk alike. He's known in the gates because of what she does at the family. She maketh fine linen and selleth it. I don't know what. It doesn't even say what this guy's job is, but it tells me that she is a worker. Oh boy. I might find one for a good man here later. I guess that's coming next. But anyway. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. In other words, she makes all types of clothing. She's not restricted herself to one thing. Just like it tells us in the Proverbs, not to limit ourselves to when we try to put away money for the future, not to just put our money in gold or put our money in this, but to diversify our stuff in 4, 5, 6, 7 different ways so that if something goes wrong over here, we're still okay over here. This woman was a diversifier. She covered the market so that if one day shorts are out and long pants are in, she had them. She was ready. Strength and honor are her clothing. Strength and honor are her clothing. Now we know she's wearing all kind of fancy clothes here, but her shield, her buckler, her aura of array around her was nothing but strength and honor. There was nothing about her that was crooked or perverse or twisted. All she ever did was things that were good for her family. Strength and honor are her clothing. And she shall rejoice in time to come. She's going to be able to rejoice because she has done nothing but good all the days of her life. She has done nothing but the thing that the Lord has told her to do. She has done nothing but take care of her family to the very best of her ability and beyond in most cases. She opened her mouth with wisdom. When this lady speaks, there ain't no idle chatter. There ain't no soap opera gossip. There ain't no guess what's happening next door. There ain't no Gladys from Bewitched out there. When this lady speaks, there is wisdom. She knows the Lord. She knows about the Lord. She knows how to teach about the Lord. And she knows her place. And she knows her husband's place. And she knows all the things in line with those things. She speaks with, opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Kindness. She hasn't got a bad word to say about anybody. Well, I could learn from her. I could learn a lot from her. If I ain't got nothing good to say, maybe I need to just keep my mouth shut. She had the law of kindness. I'd like to meet her. I'd like to spend a little time talking to her. She opens her mouth with kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and needeth not the bread of idleness. She's always looking for a way to get better. She's always looking for a way to accomplish something. When I would like to be sitting down watching TV, she says, well, I could still be folding clothes, or I could watch TV and fold clothes, or I could watch TV and iron, or I could watch TV and cook. She just does not sit down, this person. She doesn't know what idleness is. I could say she probably never saw Facebook or any of those other things that go around nowadays, where you just sit there and y'all figure that out after a while, because I ain't got it yet. Or is it this way? I don't know. Anyway, no, it ain't one of those. Okay. Anyways, I haven't got that yet. I can't even erase stuff when it's on mine, so it's okay. But she's not sitting around just doing Facebook or just doing text messages. She's looking for ways to make things happen. She looketh well to her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her children understand because of the way she is that they got something special. They got something that everybody else ain't got. They done talk to the other kids down the street. Your mama don't make you breakfast for school. Your mama don't do this. Your mama don't drop you off at school. Your mama don't do all these things. And they start realizing, man, my mama's different from all these other people's mamas. My mama's, man, she's special. She's blessed. She's blessed. She's out there doing things above and beyond. There are some ladies who would just throw their kids a peanut butter sandwich or whatever and bless your little heart and go to school. Oh, I ain't worried. Have you seen the kids on the side of it? Well, y'all don't get a problem to see the kids busted, do you? They're out there, it's 20 below zero, and they got shorts on. Now, you reckon this woman's kids are out there catching the bus with shorts on at 20 below zero? I don't think so. And I bet she's probably standing out there beside them making sure they get on the bus. They rise up early and call her blessed. Her husband also, he calls her blessed and he praiseth her. Ooh, boy. When is the last time we praised our wives and says, baby, you are just fabulous. Baby, I love you because you're just fabulous. We need to do that. We need to praise our wives. We need to let our wives know they're special. We need to let our wives know they're called out specifically to ourselves. We need to let them know that they're appreciated, that they're thought of, and that we care about them. This man, not only did she do all these things, but when she did all these things, he acknowledged her having done them. He acknowledged her and he praised her for her. First of all, she cared for him. She made sure he had no loss. She made sure he was not talked bad about at the gate. She made sure, look at this, everything she does makes him look great. Wow. Wow. Some kind of girl, huh? She praised him, or he praised her. It says, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest all them. In other words, there's a lot of good girls out there, girls. And so I'm not trying to get you to be this particular girl, but just something to aim at, think about, whatever. I'm not trying to beat anybody down that you ain't her, but what I'm trying to say is there are a lot of virtuous girls out there. But this girl, now, she's different from all the rest of them. She's a little bit different. It says here, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. That's the praise from the husband there. Favor is deceitful. In other words, we can fool each other. Our wives can fool us a little bit. Even the wife who's against her husband can make her husband think she's for him until he's out of sight. Take that Proverbs 7 girl, the good man's on a journey. He took him a couple of bags of money. He'll come back in the point. But while he's gone, we're all going to have a party. And I ain't going to get into what that party was all about. But while he's gone, I'm going to do everything in the world to have fun for myself. Favor is deceitful. And beauty's vain. Girls, you ain't going to be beautiful forever. Look at me. I was once a fine, handsome feller. And that went away. It did. I mean, I was plumb cute once. I was a catch. John, you got to go there. Well, what I'm trying to say is, beauty is only skin deep. It says, beauty is only skin deep. And that's what the Bible says here. Now, if you can hold your beauty to the end, praise the Lord for you. But it says here, but a woman that feareth the Lord, A woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. If there was anything I could tell you about this girl, she feared God. She was saved. She knew there was a need to be saved. She knew that there was a need to fear God. She knew that without a Savior, she would have a bad end. It says, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Now, I don't understand all that, but it says here that people will recognize her holiness. People will recognize her godliness. People will recognize the things she does because of the one she really loves. The fear of the Lord. Have you ever heard that you're going to get as you give? Well, check this last verse out. She giveth her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. She didn't go around bragging about all the things she did. All the things she did went around bragging about her. And that's the way we are in our ministries. That's the way we are in our Christian life. If we don't have to go around bragging about all the things we're doing, because if we're doing, all the things we're doing will come around to brag about, or should I say, praise us in the gate. If I got to go blow my own horn or toot my own fiddle or whatever, I'm not going to get there. But if I am doing the work of the Lord, if I am fearing God like I ought to be, if I'm trying to do the things I need to be doing, those things will come back and will blow their horn in my direction. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, time's short. Girls, guys, if you think you might want to get married, first of all, find you a girl that fears the Lord. Don't start off half-hitched. Now, I know in Corinthians it talks about not getting unhitched if your girlfriend or your wife gets saved or you get saved while you're married. That's one thing. That's a different thing. But if you're already single and they're already single, the very first thing you could look at is, do they love the Lord? Girls, look at the guys. Do they love the Lord? Guys, look at the girls. Do they love the Lord? If there ain't one and neither one does, that's not where you want to go start out at. That's the first thing. And then look at her or him and see if they're plumb lazy or not. Because if you find you a girl that's plumb lazy, she ain't going to meet this and you ain't going to turn her into it. And if you find a guy that's plumb lazy, he ain't going to meet the standard either and you won't never make him into it. So while you're out looking, take a little time to investigate. Don't just fall in love. Oh man, he's so cute! And she's so pretty. Look a little deeper. Because cute and pretty only go so far. And then the real person comes out. Now, fear the Lord. And the only way you can fear the Lord is you must be saved. You must believe that God is God. You must believe that God sent His Son to save folks. You must believe that God's Son died on the cross for you. You must believe that God's Son rose from the grave for you. You must put your trust in all that He did and not you. That's as easy as it gets. I will never be the virtuous woman or the virtuous guy. But that doesn't mean that I can't strive to be that person. I can't work at trying to be that person. But the only way I could ever be near what she was is to fear the Lord first. You must be born again. You must put your faith in Jesus Christ. My Bible says, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that you need to walk down here and talk to me or anything else. But I'm telling you one thing. If something's in your heart to call upon the name of the Lord, you know it. If something's in your heart knowing that you need to deal with God, you know it. If God has somehow touched you through this, You know. And it won't be coming down here that does it. It's already happening right there where you're at. Just let us know it happened. That's all we ask. Just let us know it happened. Another sinner who's been saved by grace. All right.
All right, let's finish that Amazing Grace, 203.
Mm-hmm.